We had just finished saying that Rava, who says that if a person is tokei lashir, he blows a shofar for the sound of it, not having in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah, he's nevertheless yatza, because according to Rava, mitzvos ain't srichos kavana. The piece tonight is going to be discussing Rava's shita on mitzvos ain't srichos kavana, and it will get sidetracked a bit to an inyan of baltosis. So there are very interesting topics coming up tonight, but not entirely simple. So we'll do the best that we can with it. Says the Gemara like this: You, Rava, want to say mitzvos ain't srichos kavana? Esvei, I got a question. Hayakori b'Torah, if a person was reading in the Torah, v'higiyas mana mikra, and it came time for him to read Kriyas Shema, im kivein libo yatza. If he had kavana, then he's yotze. V'im lab, and if he did not have kavana, then lo yatza. Then he's not yotze. So now the Gemara says, my lab kivein libo latzeis. Is it not that he has kavana to be yotze the mitzvah? And we see from this Mishnah that if he does not have kavana, he is not yotze. So this would be a kasha on Rava, because the Mishnah says im lo kivein lo yatza. If he did not have kavana, he's not yotze, and according to Rava, he should be yotze lechora. If he's having, if the kavana is to be yotze the mitzvah, so the Gemara says lo. No, that's not what we mean. Likros, he has to have kavana to read. Doesn't have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. He has to have kavana to read. Says the Gemara, kavana to read, likros hakakari. He's reading. It said hayakori b'tor. He's reading. What do you mean you have to have kavana to read? What kind of kavana is there by reading? You're just reading. So the Gemara says, the case is bekori lahagia. See, we're talking about a guy like a sofer, for example, and he's reading the words to be magia. He's reading the words to edit. He's reading the words to correct the words, or to correct the letters. Okay, so he's reading it in order to be magia, in order to edit. So when you read to edit, you're often not even reading. You're just like being magamgame. You're just like mumbling the words, like the word aharon. You'll write, you'll say so that's not even reading. So what the Mishnah is saying is, if the guy is reading, he's reading legitimately. In kivein libo does not mean kavana. It means if he's reading a proper text, he's reading normally, then he's yatza. But if he's not reading normally, then he's not yotze. That's all it's saying. But still, according to Rava, this is ein srichos kavana, and all you need to do is read it normally, and you'll be yotze. You don't even have to have kavana for that. You have to have a proper reading. That is the minimal that you need. But you do not need to have kavana, because according to Rava, mitzvos ein srichos kavana. Okay, now the Gemara attempts another kasha on Rava. Toshma. We've had this before. Hayo over achori
besakneses. That's a pity of it, right?
What? According to Rava, no. Mitzvos ein srichos kavana is not pity of it. You don't need to have it. Yeah. Lecharchila, according to Rava, mitzvah ain't srichos kavana. I think there's a chilik in the Rambam as to when we say mitzvah srichos kavana and ain't srichos kavana. I think the Rambam says by shofar you do need to have, but by achilas matzah, I think he says you don't need to have kavana for the mitzvah. I think the Rambam says that. I could be wrong. But at any rate,
now, in this case of Kari Lagio, he's yotze if he has kavana. Likros.
If he's reading normally, yeah.
No, Lagia.
What? If he's Kari Lagia and he's reading properly, then he's good.
Only reading properly.
Right, he's got to read properly.
It's just kivein libo.
Right, so he's teaching kivein libo not as kavana, but as a proper reading. Wow. Kivein libo, he's being mechavi in his reading.
He's not just megam game.
He's not megam game. He's not mumbling the words, he's reading normally.
Even though he's like, yeah, but he's not megam game.
Correct, he's reading normally. As long as you read normally, you're good.
What's normal? What's considered normal reading for the purpose of this?
Read the words. And I'll tell you if what you're doing is normal. Very good, you did it. Shkoyach, you're yotze.
Then what's abnormal?
Abnormal is if you're being magia, you're editing the word aharon, and you say aharon. Like people, right, you're stuttering as you're being magia. Because a person who's writing out or editing text, he's looking at every letter, and so he's saying the letter over and over again. That's not normal reading. But a person who's just reading, and, you know, if you're looking over a text and you're just reading it, you're good. That, according to Rav, is good enough. Okay. The Gemara says, however, Hayover Achori Beis HaKnesses. Let's say a person is passing by the back of a Beis Knesses, or Shahaya Beis HaSamach LeBeis HaKnesses. Or, for example, his house is next to a Beis HaKnesses, and he's by the window listening to what's going on. V'shama kol shofar, and he hears the voice of the sound of the shofar, or kol Megillah, or he hears the sound of the Megillah during Purim. Im kivei libo yatza, v'im lav lo yatza. Once again, we see you gotta have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. L'chora, this seems to be a kasha. Says the Gemara, my lav, im kivei libo latzeis. Isn't it again that we're talking about he has to have kavana to be yotzei? And we see from here that if he's not having kavana, then he's not yotzei. Kasha on Rava. Says the Gemara, no. Lo, lishmoa. He's just having kavana to hear. So says the Gemara, lishmoa, v'hashama. What do you mean? You're having kavana to hear. He heard it. It says in the Gemara, v'hashama kol shofar. He heard it. What does it mean to have, you have to have kavana to hear it? What does it mean? You heard it. So what does it mean if you have kavana not to? Kavana or not kavana, like, you heard it. That's it. So the Gemara says, no.
But one kavana could be listening. Whereas her hearing it means you happen to hear it because
So the Gemara gives a similar terutz, I think, a similar terutz. Right, okay. So the Gemara says, lo, ra'lishmoa, lishmoa v'hashama. So the Gemara says, savor chamor ba'almahu. See, if the guy is just, like you said, he's just listening, right? I don't know which one is the makshiv and which one, but at any rate, if one is just listening, he just happens to hear it, he can actually think to himself, you know what, that sounds like a donkey. That sounds like the bray.
Sound like a donkey.
Sounds like the bray of a donkey. What?
I can't stand the shofar, but not a Megillah. Donkeys don't know how to read the Megillah very well.
Good question. So by the Megillah also, it's such a faint sound that it sounds like an animal. What?
It could be a faint sound, you have to hear every word of the Megillah.
Right.
Anyway, it's a good question. All
right,
fine.
Okay, I don't know the answer. I think the Gemara is actually specifically addressing shofar here. What?
Also brings it, maybe it's a cotton or a gear that he heard. So to someone else, but it wasn't
cotton. Not a chamor, but a different species.
So interesting that the Gemara would deem... So the Gemara is bringing down the example of chamor because we're talking about the Kiyah shofar, and that's what we care about. Right? Because we're talking about Tkiyah Shofar. But you're right. If it were a cotton, if it were somebody else who's not, who can't be Motzi, then L'chor would be the same thing. By Kriyas Megillah would be more pertinent. Okay. At any rate, without getting involved, if a person just listens and he thinks that he's hearing the bray of a donkey, and it sounds like the bray of a donkey, that is not going to be good enough. That is not a basic enough level of hearing that you be yotzei, even according to Rava. So when Rava says in kivein libo yatza, he means you have to have kavana that you're hearing a shofar. You have to at least say to yourself, that's the kol shofar. Even if you don't have kavana, you don't have kavanas, the sotaraisa, and the arizals, and you don't have to have kavanas for anything. All you gotta know is that this is the sound of a shofar. That would be good enough.
But if he thinks he's hearing a nice, beautiful instrument, that's not enough.
No, that's not enough.
It's like a chamor.
He's here, right? That would be like a chamor ba'alma. It's interesting because Gemara says a chamor is a donkey.
And
a white.
Ba'alma is the
prey
of a donkey?
No, ba'alma means a general donkey. As opposed to a specific donkey. I don't know why it says chamor ba'alma. At any rate, I don't even know why it says chamor b'chlal, because you're right, it could have said instrument, and that would have been more mat'im, I think.
Those days they had a lot of donkeys around, not instruments.
Yeah. At any rate. Okay, I don't know. But at any rate, that's how Rava squeaks out of that one. Okay, now, a third question on Rava. Esvei, niskavin shomeya velo niskavin mashmiya, if the shomeya, the person listening to the shofar, has kavana, but the mashmiya, the bal tokeya, does not have kavana, or mashmiya velo niskavin, or mashmiya velo niskavin shomeya, or the mashmiya has kavana, but the shomeya does not have kavana, lo yatza. In either one of these cases, you're not going to be yotzei, adshi yiskaven shomeya u mashmiya. You got to both have kavana. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlama...
Mashmi is the tokea.
Okay, I just said that. Bal tokea.
I missed what you said. I'm sorry.
Okay, the bal tokea. No problem. So says the Gemara, Bishlama niskavin mashmi avalo niskavin shomeya. I understand the case. The case where the mashmiya, the bal tokea, has kavana, but the shomeya does not have kavana. I understand what that case could be. That kasavro chamor ba'almahu. That's what we just said. That could be a case where he thinks that he's hearing a donkey. If he thinks he's hearing a donkey, then he's not going to be yotze, even according to Rava. However, ela niskavin shomea velo niskavin mashmia. But the case where the shomea, the person listening, has kavana, but the person mashmia, the bal tokea, does not have kavana, how are you ever going to find that? Lav b'tokei alashir. Aren't we talking, isn't that talking about a case where the guy is being tokei alashir? He's blowing the shofar, but he has in mind his das is, I want to blow a nice toot. I want to blow a nice sound over here. So we see that blowing for a specific sound would, in fact, disqualify you. Rava said before, if you're tokei lashir, you're still yotzei, because you don't have to have kavana for the mitzvah. But we see over here that if the mashmia is not kavana, does not have kavana for the shofar, he has kavana just to sound a nice sound, that would not be yotzei. So says the Gemara, that would be a question on Rava. How could you, Rava, say that you don't have to have kavana if, in fact, this Gemara sounds like it's saying if you don't have kavana, but you just have kavana to sound a nice sound, so a nice tune, then you wouldn't be yotzei. So the Gemara says, no, dilmad manbach nabuchi. Maybe when he's blowing the shofar, all he's intending to do is make literally a barking sound. Okay, manbach nabuchi is the bark of a dog. Now, why exactly we're using these animals is, I don't know. But at any rate, he's blowing the shofar, just having in mind to make a barking sound. He just wants to doot, 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 hear it like a barking sound. So, in that case, even according to Rava, you're not going to be yotzei bichlal, because you're not even thinking about blowing a shofar. You just want to make a barking sound, so you pick this thing up and you start making barking sounds with the shofar. He's not bichlal even thinking about making a valid tekiya. Okay, according to Rashi, it could be that the guy does not intend, by the fact that a barking sound means that he does not even intend to make a sound that is the length, that is the requisite duration of a tekiya. He doesn't have intent to blow a two-second tekiya. He just wants to make a quick barking sound that takes a half a second, and with that intent, you're bechlal not even going to be yotzei, even if you do end up doing a two-second tekiya. Because your intent, original intent, is just to make a barking sound, according to Rava, that would not
wasn't
be good
enough.
Wasn't
it a barking sound in tekiya lashir?
When you're tokei lashir, you know you're blowing a shofar. You're having in mind, I'm blowing a shofar. I'm not blowing
you
it for the mitzvah.
In your hand.
I'm not blowing for the
so
shofar.
You have a barking sound. You're still blowing a shofar. You have a shofar in your hand.
No, you're thinking dog. You're thinking bark.
You have a shofar in your hand.
Yeah. When you have the guitar in your hand, you're playing the guitar to play a certain music. When you have a shofar in your hand, lashir, you have the shofar to play a certain music. Right, but you have it. You're using the instrument, right? But here, you just want to make a barking sound. So you pick up whatever it is that has a barking sound.
It's like a shear. Bark is like a shear. How would that work? Okay. I like Rashi's explanation.
The way Rashi
that's too short. That makes sense.
The way Rashi understands the barking is that your intent is to make a sound that is like a bark,
yotzi, right,
meaning
right.
The length of a bark.
You're intending not to be yotzi.
That's better.
Not even a shear.
That's better. You're intending to make a barking sound, i.e. a sound that is a
right.
short
supposed
duration.
Supposed to take out a shear where you're not intending not to be...
That's better.
You're not intending not to be yotze. Okay.
That's better. Tosis has a different opinion as to how this this works, but we're not going to get there because we haven't gotten to the sugi of Misasik. At any rate, that's where we are so far. So again, Rava has squeaked out of three possible objections, and we're going to see now in two other objections that are going to be leveled against him, which gets us into the sugya of Bal Tosef, which is very exciting. You excited?
I am excited.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Is this a good time to ask questions?
Yeah, sure.
Before?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, What was it, on the ACA, it said, like, if he read and then the time arrived, does that mean he was really reading before it was the Zman for Kriya Shema, and then, like, in the middle, it became the time for Kriya Shema?
Yeah, he's just reading the Torah. He happens to be reading the Torah, and he happens to, he's reading it at, he's right at the parsha of Kriya Shema, and it's Zman Kriya Shema.
But it was Zman Kriya Shema when he started that part, or when, like, sometime in the middle? Because the way it's worded, it sounds like he's reading for a while. And
what's the difference? What's the difference?
Because,
he's
like,
saying he's beginning the words of Shema.
Because that Mishnah
before the
said
Shema,
he's Yotei Shema. When
he's reading the Torah. He Higia Zman. He continues to read the Torah, and now he comes upon the Kriya Shema parsha.
After
the Zman comes. After the Zman comes, he now is reading Kriya Shema.
Okay.
After the Zman hits, okay, the Zman for Kriya Shema is 6:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
At 6:28, he's at the parsha before Kriya Shema. And now the Zman hits 6:30, and he's at the parsha of Kriya Shema, so he's going to start reading.
All right.
Yeah, we good?
For now.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Says the Gemara. Now we get excited. This is where everything gets exciting. Amalei Abaye, Ela Meyata, if you're going to tell me Mitzvahs Ein Shvichas Kavana, I got a question for you. Hayashim B'Shvini B'Sukkah, if a person sleeps under the Sukkah, on Shvini Yatzeres, Yilakeh, you want to tell me that he gets Malkus for this? We know he's not going to get Malkus for this, but according to you, if you're going to say Mitzvahs Ein Shvichas Kavana, it doesn't require the Kavana to do the Mitzvah. When you're sleeping under the Sukkah, you're not even having Kavana to the Mitzvah, you're doing a Mitzvah of Baal Tosef, essentially. You are sleeping under the Sukkah, trying to do the mitzvah. No, we're not trying to do the mitzvah.
Sukkah?
What?
Under the sukkah?
Under the sukkah.
Not under the bed, though.
No, under the sukkah. Where do you get a bed from?
In the sukkah.
In the sukkah!
Wait, we're talking
about the sukkah's store? It's Chuslaritz or
in Shmini Atzeres, either one. Shmini Atzeres. I call it Eretz Yisrael, okay? Because Chuslaritz is a different din. Okay?
It's not the Zman for the mitzvah.
What?
It's not the Zman for the mitzvah.
Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to say. There's no point in learning this thing anymore. You got it all. Question of the Gemara is, you should be, this is Baal Tosef. You're being Moses. The Torah says 7 days you sleep under the sukkah, you eat, drink, and sleep under the sukkah, and now you're doing another day. That's Baal Tosef. You should get Malkus for this. Why didn't you get Malkus?
Every shul, a lot of times they use the sukkah for the Kiddush and Shmini Atzeres.
You should get Malkus.
You should do it all the time.
But the Rebbe should get Malkus. So the Gemara says, no. Rebbe says, no. She'ani Omer, mitzvah se'ena over alei, and you cannot violate Baal Tosef. Ela bizmano, unless it's the Zman. But it's not the Zman anymore. Once 7 days pass, it's no longer the Zman for Sukkah. You might as well be sleeping under that Sukkah in January. Why you do that, I don't know. But maybe you're in a lot.
Under the Sukkah, sleeping in the Sukkah. You ain't mixed up.
Well, they're
it's very confusing. Even sleeping under the sukkah, you get it mixed up.
Under the sukkah.
In the sukkah.
Yeah, in the sukkah.
In the sukkah.
Okay, in the sukkah. You happy in the sukkah?
You say under, you making it like under the bed.
I didn't say anything about a bed. You brought up the bed. I don't know what a bed is. I don't even have a bed.
Mishnah in the sukkah.
I don't have a bed. I don't have a bed in the sukkah.
Where do you sleep in the
sukkah? I sleep on the couch.
The sukkah?
Yeah, we bring the couch into the sukkah. Shmack. Okay. Anyway.
America tweeted?
No. Okay. So this is Rav's Chiddush. Rav's Chiddush is you can only violate Baal Tosef if it's Bizmano. But if it's not the Zman of the Mitzvah anymore, Mitzvah's past, no Baal Tosef. Says Rav Shaman Baraba Masid. Rav Shaman Baraba asks a question. You're going to tell me that you can only violate Baal Tosef if it's Bizmano. I'll prove to you that that's not true. Minayin is the Braise. Minayin the Kohen she'ol l'duchin. How do we know that if a Kohen gets up to Duchin? It's a chaval that Burton is in here. But but anyway, how do we know that a Kohen who gets up to Duchin, shelo yomar, he shouldn't say the following.
Halav anasli Torah rishus levarich. If the Torah gave me rishus to make a, to give klal yisrael a bracha, levarich is Israel. Osif bracha achas mishali. I will add my own bracha. I'll give him another bracha. What bracha shall I give them? Kagon, for example, as Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Yosef Alechem, Kachem, Elef Pa'amim. Right? So Moshe gave the bracha to Klal Yisrael that Hashem should grant you with brachos a thousandfold. I am going to do the same thing. I am going to give Klal Yisrael an additional bracha, an additional to Yivarechacha and Ya'er and Yisrael.
It's Moshe's bracha, but it's an additional one.
Right, and I'm going to give it to him. Right? I'm going to give it the additional bracha. How do we know that you can't do such a thing? Talmud Leimar lo sosifu el adavar. You cannot add onto the mitzvah. Mitzvah says three brachos, Yivarechacha, Ya'er, and Yisa. You cannot start adding brachos. So that's how we know that you can't do it. That would be an issue of Baal Tosif, right? But says the Gemara, wait a minute, Rava, you just told me, Vahahacha, here, Kevin de Baruchle, if the guy already completed his three brachos, Avrele's Mane, the Zman is over. He just said the last Shalom. Yeah? He just finished. He just finished the Shalom.
Zman isn't over. The Nusach is over.
What does that mean, the Zman isn't over? The Mitzvah is over. The Mitzvah is done.
You can go into the
Mitzvah is done. What?
Do it again. Exactly. So the next minion. You can do the next minion. Zman isn't over at all.
You've already learned this, Gemara. I can't even make fun of you. What?
I didn't really learn that well.
I didn't learn that well.
I didn't learn the Gemara. I would have said this.
There's a minion factory. He likes doing Brachos Kohanim 10 times.
Okay, this isn't even fun anymore.
I would have said
a chopper. What about you?
I would have said it.
What?
I could have said it.
I didn't say it. When I first learned this Gemara, I didn't say it. So Shkoyah.
What? There's a minion factory and this man's not over.
The next Amud, you're giving the next Amud. Because you chop something I didn't chop.
Well, it makes sense. Nowadays, people do it a few times.
Huh?
Now, it's not the time of the mitzvah. The time of the mitzvah is over, I guess, when Shachris is over. The time of the man Shachris is over.
Tani Davar, and it says, nevertheless, you're over on Baal Tosef. So what's the pshat, Rava? So the Gemara says, Hacha b'maya skinan, Rav is going to try to squeak out of it, and he says, before he gets to your answer, he says, no, we're talking about the lo siyam. You see, we're talking about a case, says Rava, where you're not mesayim the bracha yet, meaning you were in the middle of the brachos, you just said, Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, and you decide, now I'm going to insert my own bracha.
You say all 15 letters, all 15 words of the bracha.
You didn't say all 15 words.
You just said somewhere in the middle, you decided
to insert your own bracha. But says the Gemara, that's not true of the Hatanya, the Brisa says, Siyem, that you did complete it. But says the Gemara, says Rava, no, Siyem, Siyem bracha achas. When they say siyem, it means you only completed one bracha. But after the first bracha, Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, you decided I'm going to insert my own. Then it would be a problem because it's still zmane, says Rava. So the Gemara says no. V'atayin siyem kol birchosav. No, the brisa says
different brisa.
You think it's a different brisa? I was.
Let's just say the brisa. It says here. Does it say anything about siyem kol birchosav? It says.
Okay.
Doesn't say in this brass anything except.
Correct. I'm just wondering if. Okay. It's not important.
Oh, because it's the second brass of Tanya Sayan. That's the third brass.
I don't know if it's the third brass or if it's the continuation of the second brass. But at any rate.
Okay. So whatever it is.
The point is.
More than one brass.
Rava ends up answering shiny hacha. This is different. Why? Kevan the ilu mistramilate sibura achrina. If there was another minion, if Moshe Berg had dochened in the Vasikin minion, and he decides to come down for the 7 a.m. minion and do it again, hadur mevarech, he can do so. Kula yomaz manehu. You see that the all day, not literally all day, but at least all morning is his man. Since all morning is his man, says Rava, the zman is not completed. It's not similar to a case of Sukkis, where the 7 days are done, And therefore, the eighth that you're sitting under there is not the Zman anymore. That's why you're not violating Baal Tosif. Here, you're violating Baal Tosif because all morning is the Zman. And how do we know all morning is the Zman? Because he can continue to be Mavarech many different Tzibors as long as he wishes. That's the riot. So we see the principle from here. Rava says the principle is that as long as you can continue to do the mitzvah is not done. Says the Gemara Uminat Temra. And where do we know such a concept? How do we know, what precedent do we have for such a concept that if the mitzvah can theoretically continue to be done, then the Zman continues for it. And therefore, that's why you would violate Baal Tosif. Where do we get that from? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you where you get that from. Titznan, we have a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is a little bit long-winded and a little bit complicated, so I'm going to try to do my best to give you a hakdama and then to go through the Gemara as best we can. Mishnah says like this. Basically, we're talking about there are two different types of karbanos. There's the korban like a bechor or a korban like a meiser behema, where you have to shech the animal and then you got to be makabel the dam in a vessel. And then when you're makabel the dam, afterwards, you have to sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. For a certain korbanos like a bechor and a meiser behema, you sprinkling is once. You sprinkle it once. That's called matana achas. You do one sprinkling on the mizbeach.
For which kinds, by the way? Again?
For which what?
For which kinds, you said?
Like a bechor and a meiser behema.
Okay.
You sprinkle it once, and that's done. Shoim, you're done. That's the mitzvah. There are other karbanos, for example, an ola or a shlomim. Not a chata. An asham. These types of karbanos, one sprinkling is not enough. You must do four sprinklings. Now, four sprinklings is not really four. It's really two that equals four. Why is it two that equals four? Because you're taking the two. You're taking two corners, and you're sprinkling. If you know the, if you've done your shnayim mikra, you take the dam and you sprinkle it on the corner. When you sprinkle it on a corner, you sprinkle the dam on the corner. Some of it ends up on the, let's say you're on the northeast corner. Some of it ends up on the north. Some of it ends up on the east. And you do the same thing for the southwest corner, where some of it ends up on the south, some of it ends up on the west. At any rate,
wait, so it's one or four?
It's one or four. Some
Isn't
of the animals
are seven, like that we learned with.
No, that's Yom Kippur. That's something else. Yom Kippur.
That's only Yom Kippur.
That's different. That's Yom Kippur.
Okay. That's what the Gemara is. That's what the Gemara is dealing with right now. Says the Mishnah like this. And again, the focus of this Mishnah is going to be the proof that we have such a concept that when the mitzvah can be continued to be done, you can still violate Baal Tosif because it's still the Zman. Keep that in mind as we go through this long-winded Mishnah, which I will do my best to explain without boring you to pieces. We're on the first wide line.
Plus a boar could never be a korban.
That's a good point.
The Tanan.
Yeah. The Tznan, Hanitanin b'matana achas, the karbanos that are brought with one matana. When we say matana, we mean a sprinkling. Okay? It's called a matana. The karbanos that are brought with one sprinkling, shenis arvu b'nitanin b'matana achas, the bloods of the, let's say a bechor, said a bechor gets one sprinkling. The blood of a bechor got mixed with the blood of another bechor. So we've got two bloods that are of the same matana species, let's say, right? Same matana type. They're each one. So says the Mishnah, yinasnu b'matana achas. What do you do? Take the mixture and do one matana. Why? Because they're both a mix of ones. So as long as you sprinkle once, you're going to be yotzei with both animals, with both bloods. That's not the problem. Matana dalid, matan dalid. What if you have the blood of an animal that gets four sprinklings, that gets mixed with the blood of an animal that gets four sprinklings? What do you do? Easy. Yinasna matana dalid. Do another dalid, and you're good. Why? Because both bloods were roi to be a matana dalid. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to do a matana dalid. However, matan dalid matan achav. What if the blood of an animal that gets one sprinkling gets mixed with the animal, like a bachor, gets mixed with the blood of an animal, like an ola, that gets four? Now it's not so simple anymore. What do you do? This is a machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Lezer, Oimer Yenasim b'matan dalid. Rabbi Lezer says do four. Rabbi Yoshua, Oimer Yenasim b'matan achas. Rabbi Yoshua does one. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yoshua, how can you do one? If you do just one, then the blood of the animal that requires four, harehu over a baltigra. You're going to be over on baltigra. What's baltigra? Baltigra is, just as we know you are not allowed to add to a mitzvah, but you are not allowed to subtract to a mitzvah. So if you have a three-cornered garment, you cannot place tzitzis on a three-cornered garment. That's an iser of baltigra. You must have a four-cornered garment. It has to be arba kanfos. Three-cornered garment, and you put on tzitzis, and you put it on yourself, you are in violation of baltigra, just as you would be in violation of baltosif if you were to add a fifth corner to the garment. Yes? So says Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot do a onesie when you have the blood of a 4Z mixed with the 1Z, right? You can't do the 1Z, because you're going to have baltigra. So you can't do a baltigra. But Amalei Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says, I'll put it right back in your face. Are you over a baltosif? If you have a 1Z mixed with a 4Z, and you do a matana dalid, you do four sprinklings, then what about the blood that's supposed to get one? You've done it four times. That's a 4Z. That's baltosif.
These sprinklings are doraisa or durabana?
What?
Sprinklings are doraisa or durabana?
Doraisa. It's mefurish in the Torah. But aside from the fact that it's mefurish in the Torah, I can see how you can think it's durabana.
I try to think out of the box.
Out of the box. That's way out of the box. At any rate, this is clearly daraisa. So this is an issue. Would I prefer to do it on baltigra or baltosif? The machlek is back and forth. You over baltigra or baltosif? Either way. Amr le Rabbi Eliezer. I'll tell you why you're not violating baltosif. You're not violating baltosif if you do a 4Z, even though the 1Z is mixed with the 4Z. Because lo nemar baltosif elika shehu ba'atzma. He has a chiddush over here. Now, to understand this chiddush, the depths of this chiddush, I think would require more eon than this year has. I'm up to svaras. But Rabbi Eliezer, if anybody wants to offer a svara, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can only violate baltosif when it's ba'atzma. When the blood stands alone. If you have the blood of a bechor that stands alone, that requires one sprinkling, and you do four, then you're in violation. But if you have a 1Z mixed with a 4Z, and there's a mixture, then you can't violate baltosif. Those are exactly the...
Who doesn't say which derisa takes precedence? Both the derisas, you can't say... I don't understand. Which derisa would take precedence on the iser? What a masculine
something. Okay.
Bothering.
Okay, something's bothering you. I don't fault you because it's a little bit it requires a little bit more iyun. But at any rate, Rabbi Eliezer says you're not gonna violate baltosif because the bloods are not ba'atzmo. It's only gonna violate baltosif if they're ba'atzmo. So Amalei Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says, fine, I'll tell you the same thing. Lo neimar baltigra elkushu ba'atzmo. You're not gonna violate baltigra either. So that's why I say when the 4Z is mixed with a 1Z, you do a 1Z. Yeah? You into the 1Zs or not into the 1Zs?
So again, why would you do a 1 and not a 4?
Why would you do a 4 and not a 1?
Exactly. What's the
That's one? Why you have a machlokas.
That's why you have a machlokas. For some reason, Rabbi Lezer is...
What's the score of both? Why one is one take precedence over the other?
Okay.
To both.
Okay. This is a...
It's not really...
So if you look at Tosfos Dibra Maskal Lo Nemar, the first one, might offer us some help. Tosfos, which is the fourth wide line, says Lo Nemar Baltosif Elikushu Ba'atzmo. Rabbi Lezer Shita is you cannot violate Baltosif unless the blood is by itself. The fourth wide line in Tosfos. So he says Vehilkach, and therefore Tov Shelo Yigra Hamitzvah. Yigra Hamitzvah. It's therefore better that you're not Goreya. But it still doesn't answer why pick the
No, this weird principle.
I'm not sure exactly why Rabbi Eliezer prefers the four over the one. Why is it? Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds.
Say you because can, the Ola, the note, it says that exactly that.
What?
The note, it says that the Ola is preferable because it has Kadima over Bechor. It's a higher level.
Therefore what?
Therefore you do its Matanos rather than the Bechor's Matanos.
They do the four because the Ola, which is a four, has Kadimos over the, therefore he prefers, Kachikachim, he'd prefer that you do the four.
I'm happy with that.
Okay.
No.
What?
Add the blood this beginning. No,
it was not. It was not intentional.
It was an accident.
No, yeah, it's an accident. They accidentally got mixed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do lechachila, obviously.
Can't cry over spilled blood.
Right, exactly. Don't cry over spilled blood. Very good. Okay. So at any rate, Rabbi Yeshua says Baal Tirga only exists when it's Ba'atzmo. The Odom Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua has a second point. I'll tell you why it's better to do the onesie. Why should you do the onesie? Because Kishalona Sata, when you refrain from doing four, Avarta al Baal Tigra. Yeah, you violate Baal Tigra, but Velo Asisa Maisa Biyadecha. At least you didn't do it Biyadayim. You just did one, and then you stopped. You were Sheva al Tase. But if you do the fourzi, then you violated Baltosif and you did a mitzvah b'yadayim, which is worse. So even though Rabbi Yeshua says in a chanami, you're going to violate Baltigra, but I'd rather you violate Baltigra and not do a mitzvah b'yadayim, just stop there, rather than do actively the act of Baltosif by doing a fourzi with blood that deserves a
onesie. So Yeshua gives a reason, right? But Les doesn't really give a reason.
Right, correct. Lamaisa. Right.
It's mine, though. They have a verse.
You have a round. One thing that's just doing a korban.
What?
Why bring that to the rice on and force them to bring a korban? If we have a concept of mitzvah deraisa doing a korban, in other words, there's a suffering. If we have a suffering, whether we benched or not, like, why are we supposed to say, no, you have to do this mitzvah properly? It's not durabundant. Durabundant, you can do all s'mores and coolers and heteron. But we should force them to do a new korban. So if you want to say, we're not going to be mocking on their money, why should we force them to come away? It's deraisa. We should force them to bring another korban. Why are we playing games at this, like, a huge machlokas and shas on this? Why don't we just force them to say, you have to bring a new korban? The Rabbanans, I understand all these stories, but for the rice, you know,
okay, I don't know the answer to your question, because in both cases, you're going to end up violating something. So you're asking, why even be in violation? Why don't you just make him bring another korban?
If you have a suffix whether you bench or not, you have to bench again. If you have a suffix whether you didn't eat the rice, you have to usually do it over, but it's a rice. So why, what's the score to not make him do this over?
It could be a money issue, but still to violate an Issa D'Oraisa because you, it's a good question. Why are we mockering in either case?
It's not pigle. It's not you had intention to make it wrong.
No pigle.
It happened by accident.
No pigle. I don't know. It's an excellent question. I don't have an answer. That's a shtickle tzarchi. I don't have an answer. At any rate, the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara says, you see from this case, v'ha hacha, in this case, this long-winded Mishnah, this is the Gemara picking up now. You see from this Mishnah, kevin v'yohiv le matana mi b'chor, once you did the matana achas with the b'chor, with the blood from the b'chor, avr le l'zmane, the zman is done. Right? The zman of the b'chor is done. Uketani, and it says, da'avar. You still violated the isser of Baal Tosif. So you see that once you did that one matana, you're done. Zman is over. And yet, you still violate Baal Tosif by adding three more sprinklings. over Mishum Bal Tosif. Lav Mishum Damrinan, isn't it because we say this concept that Kevin de Ilu Misramele Bukhrachwina, if another Bukhor came along, Hadar Maza Mine, that he can do another Hazah, he could do another sprinkling, so therefore Kuliyam is Mane. Therefore we see that all day, or at least all day, is considered the Zman for the Korban. So you see from this concept, you see the fact that Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you're violating Bal Tosif. He's saying that even though the Zman is over, that sprinkling is over, since the Zman can continue because you can continue giving Bukhorim all day long, therefore the Zman continues, and that's why your violation of Bal Tosif. Isn't that a good raya? That's the makor. That's what the Gemara says the makor is, that even though you did the mitzvah, since the mitzvah can continue on to another bechor, or the mitzvah can continue on to another duchening, therefore you're violating Bal Tosif by doing it. So says the Gemara.
Why can't you just say, when you did the first one, it's finished? You can't do it anymore.
What?
You need a new animal for the next.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We're saying what? But I'm saying that you can use that blood for another bechor. So since you can use that blood, since you can use that blood for another bechor, so we see that that extends. What? Yeah, you can. You can.
What are you gonna do with the blood of the shekel bechor? What are you gonna do with it? You check the now, you have not new blood from the new before. What are you going to do with that blood?
The question is, does that blood have to be sprinkled? I'm not even sure if it matters if that blood needs to be sprinkled. At any rate, I don't know the answer. I don't know. But anyway, the Gemara responds and says this is not necessarily a good raya. Because Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Yeshua is saying that the reason why you're over on Bal Tosif is because the Zman for the Bechor extends, and you can do as many Bechorim as you want all day, and therefore that's why you're in violation of Bal Tosif, because it's still the Zman. Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma Kasavar Rabbi Yeshua, maybe in fact Rabbi Yeshua holds that mitzvah over Alehan Afiyu Shelo Bezman. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds no. He holds punk fakert. He holds that you can violate Bal Tosif even if it's Shelo Bizman, meaning that he holds that the reason why you're in violation here of the Bechor, of doing the four, is because the Zman is over after one. There is no more Zman. It's done. You did the mitzvah after you sprinkled once, and therefore the sprinkling of 2, 3, and 4 is a violation of Bal Tosif. And he would hold also that in the case of Sukkah, you'd be in violation also of Bal Tosif in that case, because the Zman is over after 7. So you'd actually get Malkus for that.
You're saying if you're wearing the tefillin after Shkia, that's Bal Tosif.
If you what?
Wearing the tefillin after Shkia, that's Bal Tosif.
If you're wearing tefillin after Shkia,
the Zman is over, but yet you're wearing tefillin, you would say that's Bal Tosif. Based on that principle. In other words, the Zman is no bearing on whether you're over on Bal Tosif or not. Even if it's not the Zman, you're doing the mitzvah.
It's not the Zman. The fact that you finish the one sprinkling, that's the end of the blood and the gold sprinkling.
It's a good question. What? Yeah. It's a good question. You're raising a good question. Yeah. I wonder if there's a chiluk that you can make with tefillin, but I'm not going to get into it now. I can think about it afterwards. But at any rate, the Gemara right now is saying you don't necessarily have a raya, because it could be that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua, in fact, in the Mishnah says that you're violating Bal Tosif is not because he says that the time extends, but rather because actually he holds that the Zman is over. Once you did one sprinkling, you're done, and therefore you violate Bal Tosif afterwards, even if there is... even if it's after the Zman, and therefore he would hold also by the case of the Sukkah that in fact you would get Malkus for that also. So now the Gemara says, no, you don't understand what our point is. Our point is Anan Hachi Kamrinan. This is what we're saying. Anan Hachi Kamrinan, Reb Shaman Baraba, my time of Shavik Masisim Mosim Mibraisa. What we're saying is Reb Shaman Baraba, who brought his question from the Braisa about the Duchening, instead of bringing it from the Mishnah about the Bechor, My time, why did he shavik masis? Why did he leave behind the Mishnah about the Bechor and ask instead from the Braisa? Lusiv mi masis, and it's better to ask from the Mishnah, which is stronger. He could have asked from the Mishnah and left behind the Braisa about the Duchening. So the Gemara says, masnis in my time alo mosiv. Why, in fact, did he leave the Mishnah behind? Because kevan de'ilu misrami le'bukhra achrino. I'll tell you why. Because since in the Mishnah, if he would have, if another Bechor would have come along, then boy mazemine, then he would have to sprinkle from it also. Then kuliyomaz manehu. Then all day is the zman, and therefore Rav Shaman Bar Abba didn't want to use our Mishnah because our Mishnah would be talking about a case where the zman extends. But this apparently the case is where the duchni case does not extend. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. What do you mean? The Braisa also, since he can make the bracha all day long or all morning long, he can it extends as well. So why would Rav Shaman Bar Abba take the Braisa over the Mishnah? Why is it any better? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Rav Shaman Bar Abba would answer you, Hasam, in the case of the Mishnah, of the sprinkling, lo sagi de lo yahiv, you gotta do it. If another Bechor comes along, you absolutely gotta do the sprinkling. Why? Because otherwise you'd be mafsid the korban. You'd lose the korban. You don't want to lose the korban, so you gotta do the sprinkling. Therefore, it extends. But hacha, in the case of the duchening, maybe I would tell you, it doesn't extend. Rav Shaman Bar Abba says the zman does not extend. Why? Iboy mevarech, iboy lo mevarech. Because he has an option. See, the Kohen, once he duchens in the 6:30 minyan, in the Nates minyan, he's done for the day. He does not have a chiv anymore. And since he doesn't have a chiv anymore, he can scoot out of the shul before the 7 o'clock minyan gets around to duchening.
Not just that, he can stay upstairs, and if they ask him to come down, he can say no.
He can say no. He can refuse. And therefore, he has the right of first refusal. And therefore, we say, Rav Shaman Bar Abba would say that the Zman is over for him. Because he's done. Because he no longer has the obligation. That's why Rav Shaman Bar Abba brought that Braisa. At any rate, the Gemara wraps up with Rava. And Rava Amar, Rava says, here's the upshot of everything we just learned. Lotzeis, when we're talking about being motz, being yotzei a mitzvah, lo by kavana. I still hold, you do not need kavana to do a mitzvah. That's how Rav Paskins. Lavor, but to be over the din of Baal Tosif, boy kavana. You need a kavana, specific kavana, to do the mitzvah. So in the case of the sukkah, since you were sleeping under the sukkah, but you didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah, that's why you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus for that.
You can have the kavanah
to do the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah.
Meaning you knew what you were adding.
There is no mitzvah sukkah.
What?
In other words, you knew you were adding.
You knew you were sleeping under the sukkah, but you didn't have the intent to do the mitzvah.
And you knew. Okay, so you have to
have intent to do the mitzvah.
So all the people,
in the case of the Birkas Kohanim, you intended to give a fourth bracha. That's a problem. That's Baal Tosif.
Right.
That's why you're going to get it. But says the Gemara, that's not going to fly. It works well for the sukkah case, and it works well for the duchening case, but it's not going to work well for the mishnah case. Why? Because Hav Matan Damim, the Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of the sprinkling, the lavor, he says you're over up Baal Tosif, velo by kavana. But he did not have kavana. He didn't have kavana to do four sprinklings for the one bechor. That bechor he was done with. He had no intent whatsoever to do the four sprinklings because he wanted to add to the mitzvah. He wanted to do the mitzvah of doing four sprinklings for the bechor. That's not what his kavana was. He wanted to do four sprinklings for the ola. He didn't want to do it for the bechor, and yet you violate Baal Tosif. So you're wrong, Rava. So no. So Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, okay, let me scratch that, and let me give you a different take. Lotzei is to be yotzei to do the mitzvah, lo boy kavana. That I still say you don't need kavana. But lavor, to violate Baal Tosif, there's a split. Bismano, if it's the time of Baal Tosif, then lo boy kavana. Then you don't need kavana, which is why you violate Baal Tosif in the case of Matnas Damim, in the case of the sprinkling of the blood. You're going to violate Baal Tosif because it's still the Zman. And in the case of the Duchening, you're going to violate Baal Tosif because it's still the Zman. But Shalob Zmano by Kavana. But shalobis mano, that you need specific kavana to do the mitzvah, and that's why yeshina's basuka is not a violation of Baal Tosif, because it's outside of the zman, and for that you would need specific kavana to do the mitzvah, which you did not have. That's why you don't get malchus, and that's why it's not an issue of Baal Tosif. Shalom al Yisrael. Yes, it was good and not easy. 49 minutes.